For women and children in crisis, since 1955, there's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us for the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you so much, Mr. Adams. Ken Adams, the genius on the other end of this program. We don't see him as we record. We just hear the results on the radio. And we appreciate his work every single time. Well, we are again in the office of Jerry Brenneman, Director of Evangel Home here at 137 North Yosemite in beautiful downtown Fresno. Jerry, we have one of our favorite people in the room with us today. And we're just, I'm not sure where we're going to go with this. We didn't talk about it. Cynthia's been with us before, but we'll just see what unfolds.
All of a sudden, I saw the look of panic in her eyes. What do you mean you're not sure? She's depending on you, Jim.
Well, at any rate, we're just, even if we just sit here and giggle and have fellowship, it's fun for us. So give a little background to this dear lady and her work and ministry here at Evangel Home.
If we could describe what it feels like to sit in the middle of a smile, that's where we are today. Partly that's Cynthia, partly that was your prayer, partly that's me just walking through here today and seeing all the women out there just smiling away. So it really truly is a smiley day. What a silly introduction, huh? But it's... there was just a great deal of joy out there today, and I have no idea, and there's nothing different than there usually is, but it just kind of depends on the combination of people. And anyway, so Cynthia is getting ready for a tour today. Cynthia is our cook. That's who our guest is. And she's getting ready for a tour, what we call our BLTs, Bite of Lunch and Tour. And I think it's College Congregational Church that's coming today. And we really invite anybody, Jim, whether it's one person or 50. We can accommodate 50 pretty easily. That is a great way to learn about this ministry. Mm. So Cynthia's getting a special lunch ready, and then the folks will get here about 11 o'clock, take an hour tour, and then have lunch. Mm-hmm. And so Cynthia is going to get the whole lunch prepared now in 1 hour and 5 minutes, and 10 minutes of that will be on the radio. So she'll have 55 minutes.
Put together a lunch for 50.
Yes, and that's something I could not do. I would be in a total panic, standing in the kitchen opening cans of things, and that's as far as I would get.
Yeah, she says she's nervous to talk on the radio, but I guarantee you if I was responsible for dinner for 50 in an hour and 5 minutes, I'd run screaming out of here with my hair on fire.
Someone else can serve the people today. Cynthia serves well. She has got an incredible servant's heart. Even today, Jim, when I asked her to be on the radio, and I can't help it, Cynthia, when I was on my way here today, I really was praying about it, and your face came to my mind, so you had no options, lady. But she couldn't say no, and she not only has a servant's heart, she has an incredible respect for this place, for me, for you, and whoever she can help, she wants to help, so... makes her cook a little faster.
Yeah. So, okay, Cynthia, what's for lunch?
We're having taco soup.
Taco soup, all right.
Yeah. Well, we usually have our Chinese chicken salad, but it's a little too late. So, we're going to have lovely taco soup.
All right. I've had some of your lunches. I don't get to very often, but when I come in and I see Cynthia's put together some enchiladas or something, Mexican food, I'm in. Color me here. Well, let's talk about you a little bit. We've got just a few minutes. What's your background? Did you grow up here?
Yes, I grew up here in Fresno. My background, let me see. It wasn't real easy in the beginning, but I became to be saved. I go to a church. It's called Faith Chapel, wonderful church. I've been there for 16 years, 6 children, 10 grandchildren. It's a joy because I love my grandchildren so much, but it's a joy to teach them about the Lord. And just being here at Evangel Home, this is my second home. I am so blessed to be here, to work here. I'm glad for Jerry blessing me with the job. Well, God has blessed me, but she was used to bring me here at Evangel Home. And just to have all the different positions here as a daycare manager, as being a house manager, as being a cook. So kind of didn't want to really, like as I was telling Jerry, didn't really want to be a cook because that's not something that I wanted to do. But God has given me the love for the kitchen. And I just love it. I love my job. I've been there about 6 years, I'm thinking now, and I just love it. It's a joy. I mean, I can serve the women and also speak to them about the Lord, you know, and it's awesome. It's awesome to feed them and to do God's will, to feed his sheep, and just for the people that bring so many things and continue to bring things and be faithful to us. I'm blessed. I am so blessed, yes.
What can I say?
Yeah, it's like well, you started to say something a minute ago.
Well, what I started to say was when she was our daycare director and we needed someone to help in the kitchen. Yeah. And I thought, okay, Cynthia's out there with the kids. Yes, that's important. But she also knows the way the whole house runs. Mm-hmm. And I thought at that point we needed her skills for the whole house rather than only in daycare. And it was a great sacrifice because she couldn't bring her glitter and all.
Yes, I love my glitter.
Because wherever there's a daycare person, there is glitter. Once she got past that, I think the glitter really is her personality. That's all we need. And this way, Cynthia also, as she said, gets to really speak to the women on a different level. Mm-hmm. She can still be involved with the kids, but I think she's more effective going as many different directions as she's going now. And, you know, Jim, one more thing I want to say is I often think about my job. I kind of compare it to a high school principal. If a classroom teacher is gone, you can get a substitute. If the secretary is gone, things don't run too well. If the principal is gone, half the time nobody knows.
It's a relief.
So I'm thinking, a couple days I'm gone, I'm doing things or whatever, I can work at home, I have meetings. No one here has to sit in my office and replace me. Right. If Cynthia is gone, we have a whole bunch of people we have to have step up to the plate. Right. So her job is so immediately important to the day-to-day operations that without her, it really is a different place.
Yeah. Now, how did you come to be at Evangel Home, Cynthia?
Well, first I volunteered, Lydia Courtney. I have came to volunteer, and I was first started in the kitchen with Lily, kind of. And she, I mean, oh, Lily's so awesome. I miss her and love her so dearly. And I have learned a lot from Lily, and that's how I came to because I volunteered.
When was that?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't even remember. It's been so long. But yes, I volunteered with Lily in the kitchen, and then there was a need in daycare, so that's when I went in there. But that's how I learned a lot of things also from Lily, so that's where I started, in the kitchen.
Okay. So did you get the kids and grandkids together this past Easter weekend?
Goodness. Yes, there were some missing, but we did have an awesome time. It was really wonderful just to see my grandkids and their faces and how happy they were, and church, being in church, and just a fellowship with, I mean, with us. I mean, it's awesome. It's beautiful.
Are they all walking with the Lord?
Some of them are. There's two that are not, but God's going to bring them. And I'm blessed, still praying, being faithful, and believing what God can do, because he can do all things, things, yes.
Yep, absolutely. I refer to those who are not yet of the household of faith as pre-Christians.
Yes.
And we're praying for them, and just convinced that God's going to do something amazing in their world at some point.
Yes.
So, good. Now, do you have volunteers that work with you in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. I do have volunteers, faithful ones like Nola.
Is she here today?
No, she's not here.
Oh,
she's taking care of
Mama. Okay.
So that's why I'm kind of under pressure today.
Talk faster.
Yeah. But Nola, she helps me a lot on Tuesdays because I do my runs on Tuesday, and she's here.
Meaning what?
Grocery store runs.
Going to know what that means.
Oh, my runs?
Pickups.
Oh, pickups. I go and pick up at the market, which, you know, they give us donations and stuff. And then I go to OK Produce and pick up our produce, like the vegetables, and come back, have to put everything away. So Nola's my really great, she's a blessing to me. Also, too, I have my 3 o'clock workers where they come and help me do dinner. And I teach them how to do things. So that's really good, too.
And those are women who live here, correct?
Yes, the women.
And the Crossroad women. So, yes.
Now, your office has a door on it.
Oh, yes. I love my door. I can lock it. Thank you.
We should be talking in there. She could be slamming it for us.
Oh, my.
For so many years, let's just back up. A lot of our listening friends know we just did a major kitchen remodel last year, thanks to the very generous contributions from our Evangel Home mm-hmm. friends and loved ones. But for many years, you were back in a cubby in the traffic way between the main house and the basement.
Yes.
Had to go walk through the kitchen, past your open office to get in. So now the whole thing's been remodeled. Mm-hmm. Your office has been moved and has a door. So your world has changed.
Oh, my goodness. Has it changed? It's awesome. I just want to thank everybody that was involved in the remodeling, bringing the food, donating stuff. I thank each and every one of you. May God bless you and your families. But yes, I have my door. I have a lock. I can shut it when I want to, open it when I want to, and just everything. The whole kitchen, it's awesome. I mean, it makes so much things easier. I love my island sink that's there. It's just, I mean, you will not understand what I'm saying because you're not in that position, but I love my kitchen, and I am so blessed.
And your door.
Very blessed, yes.
Yeah. Well, if you could ask a favor of our listening friends, any needs you have that people can meet?
Yes, right now, if possible, we are in the need of canned food, a lot of canned food, because we are really low paper products, toilet paper, paper towels, all the necessary food items. But mainly canned food is something we really need right now, too.
Vegetables particularly? Or
Vegetables were good. God has blessed us through the year.
Fresh vegetables.
Yes.
Fresh vegetables.
Yes.
Okay. Well, my listening friend, if you are so inclined, prayerfully consider whether God could use you to be that mm-hmm. provision for the literal food that is handed out here, which, of course, is necessary for sustenance, but the spiritual food is another matter as well. And bless you for doing both. Yeah. Hand out the food and preach Jesus. That's as good as it gets. Jerry, we're down to about a minute. Love you, Cynthia.
Thank you. I love you, too. should we excuse her?
Yes, go ahead. Okay. We have one
Bye,
minute.
Thank you.
Thank you so okay. much. We've got now 45 seconds.
Goodbye.
What do you want to say to our listeners?
It's people like Cynthia that make this place such an incredible place to work. So I just want folks to know that when they do help us, they are helping that wonderful woman become better and better at what she does. When she kind of minimized how rocky her life was in the beginning. Cynthia certainly could have been one of the residents at Evangel Home. Mm-hmm. And, wow, she's one of those people I look at and think that she's my peer. You know, that's
yes.
God
yeah.
equalizer. He's the great equalizer.
I walk in, see Cynthia. Yeah. My sister, how
yes.
are you? Blessed.
Yeah.
It's always blessed. Yeah, she's so upbeat and grateful. Just one of those people you love to have yeah. around and be around. That's it. We're out of time. All right, Ken, it's your turn. Jerry, thanks so much, as always. And Ken, thank you. Make our little conversation into a radio program. And my listening friend, we want to encourage you to come back. Bring somebody with you for our next edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. Pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.